One of the projects that the school district has going for this summer is Grant Elementary School's addition, and the principal of Grant Elementary School is Jen Wingard, and she joins us now. You have a, how would you rate the project that is going on at Grant? How big is this for Grant's future?
It's extremely big. We are really excited. We've had a nice relationship so far with the planning process. We're excited to be able to have a cafeteria and a gym separate so that we can fully use both spaces. Right now we're kind of time locked for the two sharing space in one. We're excited that our classrooms will be all inside, will be all within the building. And we're excited that we're going to have a different kind of drop-off system that allows cars and buses to be entering at a different location within the building.
How would you describe Grant to the people who are listening if they don't know about the charm and the identity of this elementary school?
Well, I usually get kind of emotional when I talk about Grant. It is like your small school, small community. Everyone's a family. We don't call it Grant School. We call it the Grant family. I often tell parents who are considering coming to Grant that your student will not have one teacher. They'll have 15 because everyone will know them. And then all the support staff also treats them like they are part of the family.
It's over 100 years old as part of this community.
Right, right, yeah.
So a lot of people who maybe went to elementary school, 70, 80 years ago, perhaps, went to this school.
Yeah, I often am stopped. Either at school, people will come and say, can I get a tour? I've gone here before, or my grandkids go here. My own family has been to Grant. My granny went there. So it is. It has a lot of traditions, and we really value those, and we work really hard to keep traditions and welcome people new and old to our school all the time.
The most recent school year, what was the enrollment? How many students?
Well, it was about 315, 320, plus we have 20 preschool Montessori students. So it's kept under 350 for the last year.
It's not the smallest school of
right.
the 20 or so that are elementary schools in the school district, but it's one of the smaller schools. And I don't know, as far as footprint is concerned, it's got to be one of the smallest ones as far as area that you have that is actually Grant School property.
Right, yeah, we are kind of landlocked with Garth Broadway and the cemetery. And so just depending on the enrollment, we ebb and flow. Some of the times we have classrooms that are really large, and then other times they're more of your average size. And this is just depending on the population as the years change and the neighborhoods change over.
In some way, this interview is a selfish interview because I live half a block from the school, so I'm seeing every day what is going on at that school. And this week, I have seen a huge hole in the ground.
Right, yes.
And that is for the basement.
Right.
Chris Davis is here, and now you're the architect for this project. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, great, thanks.
So tell me about getting started on this and when you first started the project and said, okay, here's what I'm charged with doing, and now I've got to do it.
Yeah. We started probably a year and a half ago, started talking about the various older schools in the district that needed additions, needed additional space. Lee and Grant are kind of two of those that have been running around the last handful of years. Probably 2009 or 10, we started in on a trailer removal plan in the district. You probably have heard about that, the board, and at that time, Dr. Belcher made it a high priority to get into bricks and mortar and out of the modular buildings. They're not energy efficient. They have safety concerns these days. There's no restrooms with them. There's a lot of back and forth on those types of buildings.
So, I will say this. Grant was not one of the schools that had many of the trailers. I think at the peak, what do you have, maybe three or four?
Well, then ironically, when our population got high again and we had to add another section of a teacher, we lost our music room. And so you know well that our music is pretty important to our school. And I actually did the opposite of what the district was looking for, and I asked for a trailer to come on so that we could still continue our music program. And they said yes. So we lost a little bit more of our playground space, and parents were completely on board. So we have a few, but those will be 1 year left, and then we'll all be inside the same building.
One of the things that Grant is known for also is an eco schoolhouse. That's going to stay. That is not going to come down. The loop is going to go around the eco schoolhouse, though, right, for the parent drop-off?
Correct.
So that is part of the project also, as well as inside the school, adding an elevator, because the school is kind of three floors, I guess, and there's no way for people who need assistance to get to the top floor to get there easily.
Correct. Yeah, there's actually going to be two elevators. There's going to be one for the original building to make all levels of that building accessible, and then there'll be one for the new addition which will make the current basement just a couple classrooms accessible, and that'll be the level that the cafeteria slash storm shelter is on, along with a few rooms on the lower level and a handful of classrooms on the main level that'll fit up with the current ones.
In addition to a cafeteria, what else is going to be in the new addition? What else did you design for that?
Well, we have art and music going in, so they'll be inside the building now, and there's several classrooms on the lower level. The upper level has three or four classrooms, plus a couple smaller specialty classrooms, special education, and those types of functions have been more and more in the school district these days. So you try to accommodate those in the proper size classrooms instead of teaching out of larger size classrooms. You know, you'll have your restrooms, you'll have, you know, those type of elements as well.
Are you the architect for the district?
We are, yes.
So what were there challenges for this design that you had to do at Grant?
No, it was really easy.
It was really easy. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's not what the principal said a few days ago.
But, No, we when we started off in the process, you start off by meeting the user group. You start talking about their challenges, their pains, the goals of what we're trying to accomplish. And then you start thinking a little bit about the future of what Grant could be, because you'd like to come in and do your best to accommodate all the future what-ifs for the building. And then you start looking especially at Grant. You know, you, as you mentioned, it has a very small site. It's very tight. The idea to keep the Eco Schoolhouse, not demolish any of the existing building like the media center and stuff, it gives you limitations on where you can place a building. And the south side, after a couple renditions of trying to go east a little bit, sort of won out. And then a couple different looks at how you could do a south side addition, and try to, you know, make the buildings accessible, get to the lower level, accommodate a storm shelter, which is part of the building code these days in the city of Columbia. All those things mixed together to get us our end result.
So Chris Davis is the architect, Dr. Jen Wingert is the principal. So let me come back to you. So when you when you're looking at what you're adding on to Grant, this is not the first addition to Grant. Let me go back. Is the original 100-year-old part of Grant still part of Grant? I mean, this is where this school has been since its beginning.
Right. The original is when you come off of Broadway into those doors, you have the option of going downstairs to the hallway where our restrooms currently are. That's original. And then the classrooms up top are original. A long time ago, there was not any lunch service or kitchen. Kids came for half a day, then they went back home for their lunch and then came back again. So there's a lot of history there. But yes, we have added on a primary wing, and we've added on a media center and library over the past decades.
So this will be like the third or fourth add-on to this.
Yes.
What are going to be the challenges for you as the school year approaches and going through the next school year as the construction is going to continue?
Sure. Well, we've already kind of started tackling challenges in terms of informing parents. We've had sessions where they could come and learn about the changes. The staff has been kept in the loop about everything. The things that are going to be challenging would be communicating the progress and communicating why we have some differences for 1 year to some of our traditions, such as before school recess is huge at our school. We believe in it. We believe in kids moving and socializing. And it really starts the day out nicely. And we can't, because our playground is substantially smaller right now because of our construction. So it's about new routines and keeping the kids aware and active. It's going to be this ongoing communication about how things will change later on for arrival and dismissal. We're going to have a year of we do a lot of outdoor family activities on our school grounds, so we're thinking creatively about where can we relocate those, but how do we keep them alive? We don't want our main events, and we don't want our small school field to change temporarily. So we're really just doing a lot of pre-planning to best support those things in the future.
What do you anticipate is going to change when you bring in the, and again, I mentioned the loop a while ago. I don't know if I've explained that well, but that's going to be off of Broadway where you're going to have parents able to come on sort of a circle drive that's going to go deep around the Eco Schoolhouse.
Right.
That's different, because right now you have no way for parents really to stop by and pick up their kids.
Right, and that's been a problem because it is a safety thing on Garth. Right now we have a very limited parking, for two parent parkings on the side of our building on Broadway. And so a lot of parents come and just flash their lights on Garth, which is a safety concern for their cars, for them. And so this will allow, we're going to actually transform our entrance to be, after the circle drive, you'd come onto the playground and you'd go in to what currently is our preschool door. And so that's going to be a whole new change. But it will allow a more open and appropriate, for lack of a better word, entrance to our school.
You're going to make it as accommodating as you can for some of those traditions that you talked about.
Right.
Not only do the kids play before school, but they play after school. Parents stand around and talk because it is a social event. It's kind of like a everyday picnic in a way, because people just kind of stroll to the playground and stand and talk while their kids play. I mean, that's just part of the Grant neighborhood tradition. They park down the street and they come a ways, and they don't mind doing that, I don't think. Many of them don't.
They really don't. And so that won't really change. Next year, and even when we have the circle drive, they will still park and walk to get their kids, because we do appreciate that. And actually, when talking to parents, they want to be able to still have that community time. I mean, I often go in with the kids in the morning and I go back out to like check on something, and parents are still hanging out, and I love that. And then they're playing with their kids until the evening time. So we don't want to minimize that or lose that. And so we're going to keep a lot of our same routines later on in place.
This might be a question for the architect, Chris Davis, or you, Dr. Wingard, but how are you going to connect? How challenging is it to time the connection of the new wing to the existing building without disrupting what's going to be going on inside?
Well, summer school allows that. So not having summer school there this year and next year will allow the connection to happen. It should be relatively seamless. We've done it at Shepherd and West Boulevard Elementary when we did those additions. So shouldn't be an impact on the school, the users, students.
This should be ready to go August of 2018.
Yes.
You're smiling. Is that like you're worried that maybe it might not go at 2018?
No, I'm just really excited. I'm excited for it to happen.
The future of Grant at that site, this is not going to increase the enrollment a whole lot.
Right,
this is going to make it so that you've got certain things that now you don't have that you have available to you.
Right. Currently, we have places for all essential parts of our school. We have an ELL classroom. We have a SPED office that serves children.
SPED, special ed.
Yes. And so there are ways that we can create a more fluid environment for them to fully get their services met. And so this is a great opportunity to have that happen. Our art teacher will have essentially the same arts studio classroom that all the other schools have. These things are really great, and we won't be so wishy-washy of having to move people all the time because of our ebb and flow of classroom size.
From a previous conversation with you, you spoke of a 100-year-old boiler. Can you address the removal of a boiler?
It smells interesting. It's very dirty. It was really amazing to see. There's huge cast iron pieces that are coming part by part out because they're so incredibly heavy. And they're actually really intricate pieces of metal. And so, these men were working really hard. They were covered in whatever filth is around a 100-year-old boiler. And I went out there and I said, is there anything we can save for historical value? And they were so great. They said, yep, here's a piece that we can carry. And so we put it aside. But it took up almost the equivalent of a trailer size. It was a huge amount of metal.
You talk about saving that for historical purposes.
Yeah.
You're doing something else with some of the students, and also maybe with Cat TV.
Right.
How are you documenting what is happening?
Right. So Cat TV, along with John East, who's one of our teachers, and I have been working together to create a plan for our fourth and fifth grade students to help this capturing of the process. And so at the end of the year last year, 10 students in fourth and fifth grade were trained to use the computers and the cameras from Cat TV. Sean from Cat TV came and did a lot of help teaching them, and they are starting the documentary process. And then that will continue all throughout the year. Next year, Sean and his intern have been on site throughout the summer. I call them and I say, you better get over there now. Something big's happening, and they run over there. And so we really are trying to make this good for the future in lots of different ways, and also really save the importance of our history and capture what we used to be and how we're going to grow from here.
You will have the premiere of that sometime before
I'm
school opens?
I'm thinking big things, yeah. I hope that we can have a big opening at school and then maybe elsewhere. Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how many dump trucks have been rotating through, taking loads of dirt from the what is going to be the basement?
We were there, on Monday for a meeting, and there were at least three trucks on standby waiting to be loaded up and moved moved at. It's quite the smooth transition. But no, I imagine a lot. I bet you know more than I do, David.
Well, I've been trying to guess. It's more than three.
Yeah, right.
But you're right. Three on standby. That doesn't count the ones that are being loaded. And right. Then also the ones that are going someplace. Where do they take the dirt?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Some of it like good black dirt. I was just saying, come on down the street here. I'll take some of that dirt. And for those who know the history of Grant, you will, when done, preserve four squares.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that is a hot topic.
Because, I mean, you have to set the scene for this. If you don't know, I don't know if, does every elementary school have four square aficionados?
I think they
that
might,
love,
but this is, it's different. So we currently are doing summer school at Russell, and the love for four square isn't quite as strong there as it is at Grant. Right, we've been really open with kids. We may not have it for a year, but we have many built into our outdoor plan, and so I think they'll be good to go.
And, I mean, we're laughing at that, but, I mean, I got to tell you, of having a kid that went through there, and anybody who's probably gone through there or has kids that have gone through Grant know the importance of four square.
Absolutely.
My daughter has informed me that I can't remember the situation, but she was someplace where they were playing four square, and the rules at Grant are not followed every place else.
What?
there are different four square rules depending on where you come from in the school district, so
right.
That's kind of fun.
Well, I think
also.
I think after school when those kids are all hanging out like we talked about, they have other rules for four square as well. But during the day, there are Grant School four square rules.
Anything else you want to tell us about? I think the project is just amazing to watch it unfold. Now, you can't get right up to the edge because there are fences around the front of the school now,
right.
Fences around the side on the Garth area and down along where the construction is taking place, but you can watch it from across the street at the library, and I mean, it's just to see what's happening. I mean, it really is going to change the playground, and I mean, it already has. I mean, it broke your heart, and I think it broke a lot of hearts when they had to remove a lot of trees, but
right.
That was just the reality of
it. Well, and I know that I'm pretty emotional towards Grant, and I have communicated some of my wishes and saving some trees. We had a great neighbor within Parkway area come with his chainsaws and help preserve a tree that had been taken down, so now we have some extra seating, so that was really important. I ask for things to be kept and pictures to be taken, and everyone's really patient with me while I try to capture every step of the way. But yeah, we have fences around because of safety for lots of reasons. We'll have people walking from the lower part of our playground up to Broadway to get inside, so we still get to use our playground in the afternoon, and so safety is a non-negotiable, and so we have different methods of ensuring that that is there. And and we have a construction theme that we ended our year on, and we will start again in August, and people just know that we're in it as a team and that we're going to do the best we can, and know that some really great things are around the corner.
Yeah, construction theme?
Yeah, we had a huge staff party where I did about every construction thing possible, including writing a poem about construction for Grant that I read to my staff. And then everyone has hard hats now, and we're going to make sure that we are lighthearted about it and are as prepared as possible.
Well, it's time for Grant to get some of the things that they've needed to be able to conduct the school day very well. And so this is good to see that happening.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to watch it for the rest of the year and to see what happens over the next 15 months. Chris Davis, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your time. Jen Wingert, thank you for being
here. Sure, my pleasure.
Grant Elementary School at the corner of Garth and Broadway. If you haven't been by to see what's happening there, it's the beginning of the construction that's going to make Grant a lot more accommodating for those who teach there and those who go to class there. This is News Talk 1400 KFRU.